Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Reverend Mary Margaret Denholm reintroducing herself to Blog Talk after being gone for so many years. If you remember, I did healing and readings, and we talked a great deal about the law of attraction and the other spiritual laws that govern us. And I had many, many people just call to find out if I could truly help them, and I did in many ways. So, as we're here for the first time, as I said, we don't have our audio bites up. I don't even have my dashboard up and running, but I was very eager to get on today, and I know that that was spiritually driven. Now, if you have a question, if you're going through troubled times now, then, and if you think that it might be something spiritual that I can help you with, then please give me a call on our guest caller, and that is 45-241-9850. Again, that is 845-241-9850. And we can talk about anything. You know, there might be a problem that you have with a relationship or financial or a child or your job, your career. Whatever it is, I'd really encourage you to call and let me see if I can help you with this. Now, I am joined today, well, let me back up here. Divinity Spiritual Church is my church, and we were online before, too. And I'm going to get Divinity Spiritual back online in a few weeks. So today I have Reverend Kimberly from Pittsburgh on the line, and I have Reverend Jane Phillips on the line. Hold on one second. Let me get them on. Hello, Kimberly. Kimberly, are you there? Oh, hi, Kimberly. Hi, Janie.
Hello.
We say hello to Blog Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, dear.
Oh, okay, because my mute button looks fine. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Now, Kimberly, I used to travel a lot to Pittsburgh. I'd love to get back there at some time. And I used to travel an awful lot to Rhode Island. And that is where I met Janie's sister, Joanne, and that's how I met Janie. They are both ministers in our church, in Divinity Spiritual. And today, if anybody needs help, believe me, just call in. That always comes first. But today I really wanted to talk about our church and what we do and what we offer to people. You know, as I said, if you have a problem and you want to talk on this Blog Talk, then call me at 845-241-9850. Again, that's 845-241-9850. Now, if you'd rather not talk on the Blog Talk Radio, you can call me privately during business hours at 513-289-2914. Again, 513-289-2914. All right, and then I wanted to say, too, that I hope to have Divinity Spiritual back on Blog Talk within the next couple weeks. So, Reverend Kimberly is here, Reverend Janie is here. And they have, you know, at Divinity Spiritual, I teach spiritual intuitiveness, tarot, all a very advanced type of healing, and the prosperity class in the ministry. And if that is something that you're interested in, please contact me at the 513-289-2914 number. All right. Kimberly, how are you today?
I'm great. What I wanted to bring up with you, if you don't mind, is I would like you to please explain the difference between, I noticed a big difference when I met you many years ago, between doing a prayer and an invocation, and how when we
excellent.
Do an invocation in the form of a prayer where we command our spirit, that it's much more powerful. And I wish that maybe you would touch on that, please.
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. All right, everyone. For those of you who do not know, the Our Father is an invocation. It is a prayer given to us by Jesus Christ, but it is an invocation. It has all the five parts of an invocation. And the difference between just affirming and invoking is that when you invoke by the power of your spirit. So, the five parts of an invocation are the first part, which is we say by the power and the authority, you might say, of Jesus. But, you know, at Divinity Spiritual, it's not about what we believe. We're open to all people of light and love. So you may put higher self, you may put Mother, Father, God, and whatever is in your heart. Because invocations, the power of the invocation comes from the heart and your spirit, and they are extremely powerful. The second part of an invocation is we have to tell the universe what we want. And we say, sometimes I say, I command, I decree, I invoke by the power of my spirit. Now, when I say command, I am not commanding our divine spirit. That's what we call the divine Holy Spirit of the upper dimensions. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just saying, this is what I want. And if you don't emphasize it, if you don't believe it, then there's not that energy there to create the whatever the release is or whatever the end result is. The third part of an invocation is I now give my permission, because, you know, unless angels are sent by Father God to intervene on our behalf, they're not going to intervene. Now, we may be we may see something coming and go, oh, Angel Michael, or angels, please help me. And they will, because we are giving permission. So with every invocation, we say, and I now give my permission. The fourth part is the action statement. What do we want to accomplish by doing this? And we're going to do a short clearing prayer in a little bit, so you'll have a general idea of what I mean by this. And the fifth part of an invocation is, well, Jesus used to say, verily, verily, which means, and so it is, and so it is. We sometimes say, so be it, so be it done now, and so it was. Now, a lot of people say amen, and I don't say amen. You know, no particular reason that I'm familiar with, but it's just, it sounds so final. And I want my energy to flow. I don't want to command it at any certain point to stop. So I don't say amen. We usually say, so be it done, so be it done now, just to emphasize. And then we say it out loud. We say it out loud so that way, you know, and we go back to the Bible in Genesis when the Creator spoke and created. That is how we create. We all know that. I'm sure most of you know that whatever you think, whatever you believe, whatever you say, that is how we create our world. So, you know, for an invocation, we take our invocations very, very seriously. Now, as an example, and we have these prayers. If for any reason you would like any copy of the prayers that we're doing, please just call me at the regular number, 513-289-2914. Because we'll have many prayers, and Kimberly and Jamie will help me with those, because I'm legally blind. I've been legally blind for almost 27 years now. And although I know most of them, it's just easier for me to repeat after one of them. And we do, you'll see that a lot with Divinity Spiritual. You'll see that a lot with Divinity Spiritual. Now, okay, let me explain first. We have a very, very sophisticated clearing prayer that's available to you at any time. But why would you need a clearing? You need a clearing because all of us have had trauma. Trauma could be even at childbirth. You may not even know about it. You may have fallen on your head as an infant. You may have had a terrible fever. Yet anything could have happened. You could have fallen off your bike when you were 3 years old and it caused trauma. And as we get older, we know when we're traumatized. People who have had car accidents, who have been so ill with a terrible fever, people who have drank a lot and have blacked out. And what these things do is they lower the electromagnetic field associated with your body. That electromagnetic field is the protection of the Creator. And if you don't have it, if you've had trauma and it is fractured, then anything can go in and out. And by anything, I mean entities. And you'll hear me say the word demons if we're doing a clearing because, and not too many people can clear demons, but I can. So the clearing prayer only has entities. If someone has demonics, that's what I call them, they should call me directly, and then I will help them. It doesn't cost anything to call and get a clearing. So just know that. My main concern is getting these entities and these demons off of any one of you and getting having them taken to a place where they can do no harm, never to return. And we put that right in the invocation. We're going to release negative energies and emotions. We're going to surround and support your electromagnetic field, your bodies, your emotional body, your mental bodies, with a grid of golden crystalline, sacred love, and sacred truth. And we're going to say, heal me. And for today, I'm just going to use Jesus because that's more common for a lot of people. But if you're not comfortable with Jesus, you use what you are comfortable with when I say that. Now, we're going to ask that all fractures in your fields are repaired. And as they are repaired, that trauma is released from you and you are strengthened. And then the third part of this action statement is align and regenerate all that I am to the perfection of the cosmic template of my most high self. And then we're going to say, so be it done, so be it done now. Now also, after we do that, we need to take three deep breaths. And yes, those breaths are connected to the so be it done, so be it done now. When we say that, those are connected. The first one just allows every cell in your body, because these invocations work on a cellular level, every cell in your body to pay attention that something's changing here. The second breath actually releases as much trauma as you can release. Because you can't release it all at once. It'd be terribly hard for you. That's why I'd just say to call and get a copy of the clearing prayer and say it whenever you feel the need. Some people say it every day. Some people say it once a week. Whatever you feel is right for you. Even with Divinity Spiritual, I tried to help everyone, but I'm not going to tell anybody what they have to believe. I'll tell them what I believe, and then they can think about it, but I'm not going to tell anybody what they have to believe or who they have to believe in. The other thing I might mention here, and this is my belief, is we're not sinners. with a lot of reading that I have done and so forth, a lot of things were put into place for control of humanity, and sin was one of them. Now, when I say there is no sin, I acknowledge that there are many, many energies hold on a minute, let me think. There are many energies that are lessons, and there are many energies that are karmic. And for those of you who do not know what karmic is, where we've done something in another life and it comes back to us. So I've been doing this, gosh, it's got to be over 30 years now. And I try very, very hard to help as many people as I can. Now, Kimberly, will you repeat this after me? And anybody in the audience, repeat this after me, please.
Sure.
Remember, we're going to release demons and entities. So if any of you, especially if you feel any darkness around you, this is going to help you. And then what happens after we say this prayer, immediately you are cleared of any of these heavy, heavy things. And being cleared, your electromagnetic field, your emotional bodies, and your mental bodies that surround you and protect you, they become 100% efficient. They are strong, and you might be tired for a little bit, especially if there's a lot of damage. But let's do this. Say it with Kimberly. Repeat after me, please. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
Gently release all demons and entities.
Gently release all demons and entities.
And all energies of these.
And all energies of these.
Take them to a place where they can do no harm.
Take them to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Gently release all negative energies and emotions.
Gently release all negative energies and emotions.
And fill all spaces with divine love and divine healing light.
And fill all spaces with divine love and divine healing light.
Take a little breath there. Align and regenerate. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse
Align
me.
Align and I'm sorry.
I went ahead, Kimberly, and I shouldn't have. Gently repair all fractures.
Gently repair all fractures.
As you surround my bodies and fields.
As you surround my body and fields.
With divine love and divine healing light.
With divine love and divine healing light.
Take another little breath. Align to the perfect programming and patterning.
Align to the perfect programming and patterning.
Of my higher self.
Of my higher self.
Of the fifth dimension.
Of the fifth dimension.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take those three deep breaths. Now, for everyone out there, do you see the difference between just a prayer and in the way we sometimes repeat a prayer with, there's no heart in it, there's no emotion, we just say it and repeat, like when we're saying a rosary or something and we just repeat it and repeat it, but we're not really commanding anything. We need to to under, we need to take our power back. And this show is all about taking your power back. So, you know, and we all pray. We all talk to our Creator and so forth. We all do that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show. The energy that we are, it is our responsibility to clear it, to find out as much as we can so that we can have the healthiest life that we possibly can. Now, I'd like Reverend Jane to get on the phone with us right now. Janie, are you there?
Hello.
Janie,
hello?
Would you mind telling? Janie, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. All right.
Oh,
Janie, would you tell? You know, I met Janie through her sister. Her sister had said that she had some really horrific back pain and that type thing. And I called her and offered my services. And Janie, you want to say anything about that?
Well, at the time when I called, I was in severe pain, so much pain that I couldn't really do anything. I was pretty much on a couch all day. It was back pain and actually pain all over my body, and it got so severe that I could no longer work. And I was at wit's end. Doctors couldn't help me. And so I called Reverend Mary Margaret, and thankfully she helped me so much to where I'm in at least 50% less pain, and my life has changed completely because of it. I had a miracle. Would you like me to tell them about the miracle?
Yeah, let's talk about that miracle, Janie. I think that really, at first it scared me so terribly, but let me set the stage here. You know, I had a seminar at our church here in Fairfield, and we didn't have enough massage tables, so I set up a regular table, and I was going to put one of these smaller people on, like Sandy. She's not even 90 pounds. And I didn't realize that Janie had gone back and she had gotten on it. Go ahead, dear.
And Janie's not 90 pounds, so when I get on it, everything was going great for a minute, and then all of a sudden I went crashing off the table. It caved in, and I was just sitting there on the ground thinking, I am going to be wheeled out of here in an ambulance.
I was so scared.
And I was just looking around, shaking, like, what is going to happen? And then I got up and I felt different, but I didn't really know how. But turns out that this horrible nerve pain that I had, which is kind of like torture, it's just so severe that you don't want to be awake. That's how bad it was. But that was a miracle. I didn't know it right then at the time, but as the day progressed and the next day, I noticed it was gone, completely gone, and it's never been back again. And that was, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
You think?
God, that is wonderful. And I was so happy for that, so happy for that. So, you know, with Jane, we worked every week. We had to because she had so much going on. So it wasn't just the nerve pain. There were other things. And it was really a pleasure doing that with her. Now, Kimberly, I'm going to ask you about your miracles in a minute. We have a caller. I'm going to see who this might be and what they might want. Hello.
Hi. How you doing, Marla?
Hi. What, honey?
How you doing, ma'am? How you doing? My name's Melissa, CO. I'm so glad that you recovered. It's inspirational. And look at the work you're doing now. So thank you very much. That's remarkable. Wow.
Where are you from, Melissa?
Colorado.
Colorado?
Yes.
And how's your life going today? Is it the most beautiful day of your life?
Trying to live day by day, trying to stay positive. And
what
all that good stuff.
Is there anything that we could help you with?
Yes, I have a specific question on a relationship because I have not.
Oh,
been
that's
in a relationship
my favorite.
For, I don't know. Yeah, it's been a long time, maybe a decade. And
since you had a relationship.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but. So I met this man and he is he's really different in a good way. He has good habits, good traits.
Uh-huh.
And do you see that developing into are we gonna still continue developing more as friends as time continues? Okay. Like
let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How long have you known him?
2 months.
And is he in Colorado?
Yes.
Is he close?
20 miles.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. All right. May I ask, how did you meet?
I had my long-time job, and then I took another job, necessity job, for just a few period, and he was
uh-huh.
there, and he approached me, and we started communicating, but professionally, and then in our breaks or lunch, we didn't get breaks, but we got our lunch, we would communicate more, and then,
uh-huh.
of course, that ended, so now I don't have that right now. He's not there no more, I'm not there no more. So I know he had a horrible car wreck. He almost got killed.
Oh, no.
He was between
two
vehicles. That was about almost 7 weeks ago, the time that
we
were talking.
Have you talked to him since?
Yeah. Yes, I talked to him since. He's getting some shots. He's having back pain, nothing broken. He's just having some muscle problem. He's working back in his other job. So I just like to know if you see us communicating. I haven't called him, so I'm nervous.
I think, yes. Melissa, with what Spirit is showing me, is he's looking for a woman who is. What is that, honey? What is that?
Nurture.
Okay, he's looking for a woman who really cares about him.
I agree.
So while he's laid up with this car accident and that type thing, if there's any way you could go visit him or talk to him, or if there's anything he needs, help him in any way. That he's not looking for a mother, don't get me wrong, but he's looking for someone who is a really good partner. And that could be you. But
wow.
But he right now, he's been so traumatized. Do me a favor. Did you get the 513 number?
Yes.
Call me and let's get that clearing prayer to you, because he's had so much trauma now. We got to make sure he's clear. Tell him you called Reverend Mary Margaret. And that I was worried about the trauma, and see if he will do the prayer with you.
Okay.
But I do think he has feelings for you. But you know, he's kind of like the typical guy. He doesn't want to be a baby about this. But he is really hurting, and he really needs your support.
Yeah. Well. Can I just wait for him to call me? Can you just see if he call me?
Oh, I don't think you need to wait for him to call you. I think you need to call him. He's the one that's sick.
But he's still working. Last time I saw him, he was very upset about a situation because
this lady told him a lie, and he got very angry.
Oh, wow.
Very angry.
Well,
yeah.
I would just call and leave a message and have him call you at any time. Just tell him you want to see how he's doing and you miss talking to him. Be honest about
okay.
it. Yeah, just be honest about it. That's the biggest thing. He doesn't want somebody who plays games, and you don't want somebody who plays games. So you just be honest about it. Call him, say, I was thinking about you, and I kind of miss talking to you. Would you give me a call? And just see where this goes. But Spirit is saying that there is quite an opportunity here for a wonderful relationship.
Thank you, Spirit. Thank you very Marla.
You're
I'll
very
keep my
welcome.
And I'll let him know.
And if you know of anybody who needs help like this or whatever it might be, tell them about messages, healing, and prosperity. And we're going to be here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock live, and then I'll be doing reruns during the week. So.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Thank Marie. You so much, honey.
You're blessing.
Bye now. Bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Kimberly, did you think at all about your miracles? You've had many.
Well, I'm being divinely orchestrated and guided to shorten the version of how I got to you. That's how I was going to say this.
That would be great.
Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
Well, I was born very intuitive, even as a little girl, you know, with these gifts and everything. And after a divorce, I started doing readings and things like that, not knowing how to clear myself and not knowing that a lot of these entities were staying with me. And, you know, by the time I got to Reverend Mary Margaret and, you know, divinely got her name from somebody, I had over 900 entities in my space. And when I called her, maybe, you know, in the evening one night, I was in my car and we did this over the phone. I remember thinking, this isn't going to work. How could this clearing prayer clear this? Well, it did. And I felt better right away after doing that. So this clearing prayer is very powerful. I do it every day because of where I work. I work in a negative environment, you know, which I'm thankful for my job, but I'm around a lot of negative people and I do this clearing prayer every day in a lot of negative situations. You know, some people don't have to do it every day, but I do. You know, I finish my day by doing the clearing prayer. So, you know, people aren't aware that how these energies mm-hmm. and entities will stick with you just because you can't see them. You can certainly feel them if you tune in. But you to yourself and meditation and things like that, but they're with you. So it's very powerful. So I'm so grateful and thankful for learning this from you, Reverend Mary Margaret.
Well, I so appreciate all of you. And, you know, we have a small group for Divinity Spiritual. We meet online. And if that sounds like something you'd like to do, you could join online. Or I'm going to start Blog Talk for Divinity Spiritual in a few weeks. But if that's something you'd like to do, because many of us are really stuck in the house now and have no opportunity to really get out and do a spiritual service. And our services are spiritual. I'm not a preacher. I don't preach from the Bible. I teach. I teach those things that have been brought to me that are spiritual and metaphysical for everyone. And we have a wonderful group. If you would be interested in taking like the tarot class or the spiritual intuitive or the healing or the ministry or prosperity, whatever, you should just call me at 513-289-2914, 513-289-2914. Now, if you're listening and you'd like to call in, The guest phone number is 845-241-9850. Again, that's 845-241-9850. Now, all right. You know, Kimberly, when we met, that was about 18 and a half years ago.
I know.
It's been a long time. And it's really been remarkable. Janie, why don't you tell people about Divinity Spiritual?
Okay, I will. Would you like to tell me if would you like me to tell you if you have a phone call or do you have that?
I have the screen up.
Oh, can you? Okay, I didn't know if you wanted a little help with that. If new callers coming on. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Our church is great. It's a small church, as Reverend Mary Margaret said, but it's a powerful church. And it really is, it's fantastic for me. When we first started, well, I was going to another church. But then I was kind of incapacitated. I couldn't get out. And I switched over to our church. And it's great in so many ways. But for what you'd said, you don't preach and you don't teach, and it's not filled with, you know, some churches are filled with grief and they kind of guilt, you know, they make you feel kind of, our church is inspirational and it's healing. And we've had miracles within our church. We have a little part in the service where we have a healing circle, that's called. And anyone that you know that's suffering or sick, we pray for them. And we've had quite a few people that have some serious issues that are okay now. And it's special, you know.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. Well, we have another caller. Let's see who this might be. Hold on. Hello, caller. This is Reverend Mary Margaret. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you, dear?
Good, good.
What is your name?
My name is Amla.
Okay. Where are you from?
Connecticut.
All right. How can we help you today? Janie, Kimberly, if you get anything for, please let me know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to ask an intuitive question so I'm actually a little bit torn with, I'm a speaker, and I'm actually trying to get out there with YouTube versus going on another, with another person. So there's two people, R, I'm just going to say the letter R, and then the
That's
other one
fine.
Is D, the dog. So my question is that I only want to pick one because I have a budget. What would you go with as far as making a decision?
They're not showing me either one. Spirit is not showing me either one. Is there something else? Can you go out on your own?
I should go out on my own?
Yes, very much.
Oh.
First of all,
okay.
let me say this. Your spiritual frequency is higher than both D or R. Okay, so
okay.
It would not benefit you to really have them determine any part of your energy or any part of your future business.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can do it. You can find a way to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it just Spirit's just going to guide me this way? Is it that easy, so to speak?
It really is. But see, the problem you have is you were afraid to do it on your own.
Okay.
Let's do a little invocation. And this is.
Can you?
I want you to. We're gonna do a little prayer, a little invocation, and we're going to release the fear. We're going to ask for spiritual clarity and direction, and we're going to we're going to ask, who do you believe in? Who is within your heart? What spiritual part of you? What do you say? Jesus, Father God, Spirit? What do you say, dear?
I usually say Spirit, God, Source, or Buddha.
We can say all three. But what we want to do is release this fear and encourage prosperity.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
All right. And anybody out there, if you want to repeat after me, we're going to release fear and we're going to encourage prosperity. We want spiritual direction. And that is ours. We are not helpless. Spirit is with us at all times. We just have to learn to connect. So for those of you who have some kind of fear that you think might be interfering with your clarity, your purpose, your prosperity, then please say this short invocation with me. By the power and the authority of Buddha. Go ahead, honey.
Yes.
Say it out loud.
By the power and authority of what? I'm sorry.
Buddha.
Buddha, yes.
God source.
God source.
And who was the other one? Spirit. I should have known that. I now command.
I now command.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All fear.
Of fear.
All fear, especially the fear of being successful.
Especially the fear of being successful.
Or doing things on my own.
I can do this on my own.
Gently leave now.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Gently leave now.
Gently, right now?
No, gently leave now.
Oh, gently live now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm going to take a seat. All right. Gently leave now.
Gently leave now. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Correct. All right. Gently release.
Gently release.
Any negative emotions?
Any negative emotions?
Thought forms.
Thought forms.
Or belief systems.
Or belief systems.
Take a little breath there.
What did you say? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Take a little breath.
Okay.
Okay, very good. All right. Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With divine love.
With divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Gently release anything that interferes with my spiritual clarity.
Gently release anything that...
That interferes.
That it interferes with my spiritual...
Clarity.
Clarity.
Take another breath. That's it. Get rid of it. Just get it out of here. Gently release anything that interferes with my prosperity.
Gently release anything that interferes with my prosperity.
Spirit, I will connect with you.
Spirit, I will connect with you.
I will believe in you and your guidance.
I will believe in you and your guidance.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Take those three deep breaths. And we're going to see if Kimberly or Jeannie have anything.
That was beautiful.
All right. Now, Jeannie, Kimberly, are you still on?
Yes, I am. And I heard
they moved
she
you
can
down
the
on the
queen.
Board. We got a lot of calls.
She can be the queen of her queendom is how it's coming in, like an entrepreneur. So there's no reason why you can't do this. Good luck.
Thank you.
I agree.
Jeannie,
I agree.
Do you have anything for this young lady?
Just give up the fear. Just release it, surrender it, and you're going to be good to go.
Okay.
Honey, I think you're going to do extremely well. Please call in anytime you wish. If you know anybody who needs help, have them please call the show or have them call me at 513-289-2914.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much with your kind and loving words.
You can do it.
Thank you for the
prayer. You can do it, hon.
Thank you so much for the encouragement.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You take care now.
God bless. You too.
God bless you too, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
You notice how her voice changed, everybody?
Yeah.
Very much. All right. Let's see. Who else is here? Okay. Let's see. Hello? This is Reverend Mary Margaret. Are you there? Hello? Hold on a minute, dear. Okay. Hello, this is Reverend Mary Margaret.
Hi, Reverend Mary Margaret. This is Donna from California. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Donna?
Good, good. I had a vision, and I was doing a meditation and holding it, the mantra in my heart area, and I released all the sadness. It was feeling holy almost. And then the next day, I'm sitting up in my bed, and out of the corner of my eye, something in robes is coming in like a tunnel. And then I saw him very clearly, and it was a beautiful man, the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life. And I could feel his royalty. I could feel the royalty there. And I just kept staring at him, and he was smiling, and I was just beaming. And then I felt all this enormous joy in my heart, and then he disappeared. And so I think good things are coming to me, because I don't think I would have seen something like that.
Did you do the clearing prayer when we did the clearing prayer?
No, I wasn't able to.
Let's do this first. Let's do this first, okay. And then I we'll have messages for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
First of all, you've had a lot of trauma in your life.
I have, absolutely.
And that trauma has contributed to your gift. However, you have many, many fractures in your electromagnetic field, so anything can come in and out. So when you go into deep meditation, anything can appear. And that's what we're going to try to avoid now. Now, the clearing prayer, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to the first part of the show, and it'll explain invocations and how powerful they are if you're not familiar with them. But for you now, it's all based on your heart and what you feel in your heart, in your spirit. So I would say by the power and the authority of spirit for you, is that, or would you prefer something else?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Say this out loud. By the power and the authority of spirit.
By the power and authority of spirit.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
All demons and entities that, and energies of these.
All demons and entities and energies of these.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Gently release all negative emotions.
Gently release all negative emotions.
I love
you. And all negative thought forms and belief systems.
And all negative thought forms and belief systems.
Take a little breath there, dear. Surround and support.
Surround and support.
My electromagnetic field.
My electromagnetic field.
My emotional and mental bodies.
My emotional and mental bodies.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Take a deep breath, honey. That's repairing your fields as we speak. Now you're going to align. I align and regenerate.
I align and regenerate.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
to the highest spiritual vibration.
As I gently, as the cosmic template of my high self,
as the cosmic template of my high self,
gently imprints upon me,
gently imprints upon me,
the perfect healthy programming and patterning.
The perfect healthy programming and habit?
Patterning.
Habit?
Patterning. Yeah. And so say, so be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done now.
All right. Now, I don't know who this man is.
I don't either.
But I don't, what I, are you looking for a relationship? Is that what this
I
is
have.
About?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, you know, the best relationships are the ones that spirit brings into us. Now
yeah.
This gentleman, you've known this gentleman in another lifetime.
Yes,
and,
I agree.
And,
absolutely.
And there's something here within the next 3 months you're gonna meet him. Okay, but you still have to correct me if I'm wrong here, but
okay.
Sometimes you rush into relationships and they blow up on you.
Oh, I have in the past.
Okay, so
I have,
you don't
want to
do
time.
That. You want to be very patient. You know, I have
yeah.
a girlfriend who dates quite a bit, and I will tell you, she is so patient. And she doesn't see them every night or anything else. She takes the time to enjoy every part of the relationship, from holding hands to the first kiss to the first love affair. And that's what you need to do. You need to appreciate every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Reverend Kimberly and Reverend Jane, do you have anything for this young lady?
You know what I heard? Did you hear a voice come through, Mary Margaret?
No, I did not.
There was a voice that Jane and I both heard that said, I love
you,
and it sounded a little negative. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay.
It said, I love you. Yeah, and a really
yep.
dark voice, yeah. I have a feeling
yep.
it was the man that came through that she saw. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I with that man that came through, honey, I really don't see that as the man you're going to meet.
Oh, me either. He was too perfect. He was too beautiful.
Well,
he was too handsome. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, what people don't realize within that type of perfection, so are a lot of dark entities. They're very, very charismatic and very beautiful and very full of light. So you're not going to attract anything like that, because we've done the clearing prayer, and your electromagnetic field, your emotional bodies, your mental bodies are all 100%. You're 100% efficient, and you have no entities. But when we started, you didn't have any demonics, but you had quite a few entities. So you've got to
mm-hmm.
feel lighter.
Yes, I feel lighter. You know, in the past, I have actually seen spirits, and I've heard them. I heard my mother. I heard my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
I see them, but I
yeah.
haven't seen them in, I'd say, 2 years. Yeah.
All right, well, let me say
stay
this.
Away from
you know,
house.
Everything, we're doing everything online. And if you know, I'm doing spiritual intuitive classes, I do tarot, I do healing and ministry and everything else. If you ever really want to pursue it, and I will tell you, I had to learn the hard way. Nobody really helped me, and that is not the way to learn. So if there's
right.
if you want to learn, I'd encourage
okay.
you to come to Divinity Spiritual Church, find out who we are, find out his classes.
Down. Divinity Spiritual Church?
Yes.
And
we're
going to
have
Facebook?
The blog up in a couple of weeks. But if you call, call me and let me get your information, and Reverend Janie will get you arranged for Sunday.
Okay, what is your number?
You
how,
need,
how do I call you?
513-289-2914.
Okay.
Anything else, ladies? All right.
No,
well, I really
it.
Have
Good
to thank
luck.
You so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We're going to be here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, dear.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
All right. If you can, tell other people about us.
Oh, I will. Yes. And how do you spell your last name?
D-E-N. D as in David. E-N is in Nancy. H-O-L-M is in Mary.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, I cannot see the rest of this board here. So I don't think there are any other calls. We have a few minutes.
Yeah, I think you have one.
Oh. Is there any way you can click on it? Because I'm not. Hold on. Let me see if I can lift it.
I can.
All right. Go ahead, honey.
I can do it. Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear
me?
Is it me?
I hear you. This is Mary Margaret. Who is this, please?
Oh, hi. Wonderful. Thank you. This is Karen.
Hey, Karen. How you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to hang in. It's been a kind of a nerve-wracking and emotional day. And anyway.
Well, how can we help you?
Yes. Well, I'm wondering what you see for me and if I have any demons or entities.
You don't have any demons. Did you do the clearing prayer when I did it?
Yes.
Okay. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You had 9 entities. Those are gone. Your electromagnetic field was only at 23. The electromagnetic field is the protection of God. So that's 100% now. Your emotional bodies are 100%. And then if you need a copy of that prayer, call me. If I don't get back to you tomorrow, I'll get back to you Friday at that same number. And then, you know, if anybody wants a private session with me, you just let me know and just call it that same number. Now, for you, why has it been so rough lately?
I'm sorry?
Why has it been so rough on you lately? Was there some kind of loss?
Yes, yes. Well, I feel like my whole life has been a loss, but in a lot of ways. I'm in a very, very bad situation. And anyway, what I had planned for my life totally did not happen. And I'm very miserable in my situation now.
They're saying you're going to be out of that situation in about 4 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll be able to get out of that situation. There's new money. I think, are you working now? Because there's a new position they're showing me.
No, I haven't worked in a very, very long time at any formal job. I had been pursuing an acting career many years ago, and then I got involved with being a caregiver to my grandmother, also a promise I had made to my mother. I think it was a life I would have done it anyway. And I was doing the acting as much as I could until I couldn't devote the time. And anyway, by the time my grandma passed away, I just kind of completely fell apart, went into a deep depression, and said, "I'm too old now."
Okay.
And how am I
now, Karen.
Myself?
Karen, we're coming to the end of the show, so let me tell you this: you have the ability to change this in a way that's going to surprise you. Spirit is with you now. And you're going to get direction. You're going to get clarity. And there's no procrastination. You cannot procrastinate, Karen. You have to act on that clarity. Get your life back, because they're saying within 3 or 4 months you'll have your life back even better than it was before. I thank you so much for calling. And we're going to be here, everybody, every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. I thank Reverend Kimberly and Reverend Jane for being here with me. And all the callers and everyone who's just helped us tremendously. Thank you so much. Goodbye now. Oh, shoot.